Hello and welcome to the Oxygenatic Podcast. We're brought to you every week by our sponsors, Precision Fuel and Hydration.com. You can personalize your fueling and hydration strategy so you perform at your best with 15% off your first order of electrolytes and carbohydrate fuel with the code OXYGEN24 at Precision Fuel and Hydration.com. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Coach Rob Wilby, and every week we bring you an episode of this podcast to help motivate and inspire you for your triathlon goals for this season. Listen, a couple of quick things you could do for us before we jump into today's episode. If you do like this episode, please consider following us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And also, if you're watching on YouTube, if you could like and subscribe, that would really help out the growth of the show. It helps the show get shown to more people by the algorithm on the podcast players and on YouTube. So we'd really, really appreciate that. And secondly, if you're looking for help and advice with your triathlon training, please consider getting in touch with us. You can read all about what we offer at teamoxygenaddict.com. And then you can email us at help@oxygenaddict.com. Or there's a link in the show notes to book a call with me or one of the coaching team. We can discuss how we can best help you out with your triathlon goals for this season. Okay, on this episode of the show, we're going to be talking about what I think is the most important training session that you're going to do in the lead up to an upcoming race. Kind of a controversial thing to say, but you're going to find out why I think it is. And that session is the outdoor FTP test. So there's probably lots of people out there right now questioning why do we think a test is the most important thing to be doing in the run up to an upcoming race? So the reason that the outdoor FTP test is so important for the majority of athletes and for every single athlete that's racing with a power meter, certainly, is it's the session that is going to set the benchmark relative to which you're going to then be able to race to. So first up, why does it have to be an outdoor FTP test? Well, the reason for that is it's threefold, essentially. The first is almost everybody's power numbers and their ability to produce power are different outdoors to indoors. And so if you're like the vast majority of the athletes in the Northern Hemisphere, the Western Hemisphere, training through the winter indoors on the trainer all through the winter, as you're transferring to race outdoors, it's very tempting to think, well, a power meter's accurate. I'm happy that my power meter off my kicker or even the power numbers coming from my indoor power meter, but on the trainer indoors are going to be the same as I'll put out outdoors. But in our experience coaching athletes, we've been doing this for 10 years now, coached close to 1,000 athletes through Ironman at 70.3. Almost nobody has the same FTP outdoors as they do indoors. And it's impossible, I'm afraid, for me to tell somebody whether you're more likely to have a higher power number outdoors or indoors. It varies from person to person. And that's the first reason it's so important that you go and do an outside FTP test, because you need to be sure that you're riding to a percentage of your FTP that essentially is accurate, and it's accurate for you in the environment that you're going to be riding in. So power meters are very accurate and repeatable, but that's relative to the environment that you use them in. So a lot of you will have heard us talk before about the importance of calibrating a power meter before every ride. Essentially, most power meters are a strain gauge, and the strain gauge will change depending on several factors, one of which is the ambient temperature on the day, which is why it's so important to do that calibration every single day anyway. But if you're moving from indoors to outdoors, the heat can play a part in it, but there are other factors that can play a part in it as well. So the first one is, even if your power meter is on your bike and you're transferring from riding that same bike with that same power meter to outdoors on the same bike and the same power meter, still absolutely essential that you perform the outdoor FTP test. And it might find that you are putting out 20 watts, 40 watts more, or 20 watts, 40 watts less outdoors than you were indoors. That would massively skew your numbers that you're trying to race accurately to. And I'm going to interject at this point. It's tempting, and it can be a challenge for the athletes who put out less power outdoors to kind of see that as a failing, to kind of think, well, you know, something's going wrong outdoors. Why am I not putting as much power outdoors as I am indoors? There's a variety of reasons for this. The good news is it isn't a like-for-like comparison. So think of whatever your FTP number is as 100% of your FTP outdoors and indoors. They might be different and that's okay, but the important thing is you have an accurate number to ride to. So it really doesn't matter. It's bragging rights if you've got a really big FTP outdoors. Doesn't really matter though. What matters is that it's accurate relative to what you are doing and what your power meter is reading. So years ago, I had an athlete come to me from a different coach. He had changed coaches and he was completely baffled because his training had gone really well. He came to race day. It was an Ironman distance race. And this is part of it. This becomes much more important and much more important the longer the race goes on. His race had gone horribly. He finished the bike leg. He could barely run. He was absolutely exhausted. And so the first thing I checked was, what percentage of FTP did you ride to? The FTP percentage looked fine. The next thing we checked was, had you done an outdoor FTP test? And he said, well, no, I did all my training indoors on a watt bike. And then I did my race outdoors on my race bike in a different bike in a different position with a different power meter. Like, there's the three sides of the triangle of disaster right there. And that was why the number he was trying to work to outdoors wasn't his own outdoor FTP number. It was his indoor FTP number on a different power meter. So it was completely irrelevant. And so that's the first thing I want you to get into your head. Just having a set of power numbers, they're not transferable from one power meter to another. And they're also not transferable from one position to another. And they're also not transferable from one power meter to another. So there's three very important things there if you're training indoors on a different bike in a different position. So the outdoor FTP test, how would we go about doing this? Well, what we need to do is to do the test outdoors on a reasonable course. We'll talk about that. We're going to do it with the power meter that you're going to race with, on the bike you're going to race with, in the position that you're going to race in. So one end of the story here, we're going to have an athlete who has the same bike, the same power meter, the same position, just takes it outside. That's a relatively easy test to do. For some people, they'll be changing from having one particular bike indoors or a kicker bike indoors to riding outdoors in the aero position or even outdoors in a specific TT tri bike in the aero position. All of these things are going to play a part of how much power you can put out right now. So to do the test, what we're going to need you to do is find a quiet, safe road, ideally that's flat, ideally that's got some kind of turnaround point at the halfway point. And we need it to be about 20 minutes long. So a really easy way to find this for most people is to do a 10-mile time trial. The local time trial organizations will have done a lot of the heavy thinking here for you. They'll have found the best roads to time trial on. They'll have found an out and back road. They'll have found a road that's relatively quiet. They'll have found a road that's got probably a roundabout at the end that you can go around. And I would advise you, if you possibly can, do your outdoor FTP test as part of a time trial organized by somebody else. The reasons for this are you'll have marshals along the course warning the drivers that there are riders along. You'll have other riders doing the course at the same time, so drivers are going to be aware. All of these things are going to play into how safe you feel along the way. And that is one of the big challenges for people doing the outdoor FTP test. The world can come at you very quickly, especially if you're an athlete who's trained a lot of the time indoors, and especially if you've got a good aero position. You'll be going relatively quite fast relative to how you're expecting to do for the same sort of power on a road bike. So in my particular case, I would go from riding maybe, 30, 31 K an hour to 36, 37, 38 K an hour for the same sort of power, swapping from my road bike to my tri bike outdoors with full kit, aero helmet, skin suit, the whole deal on. So the world comes at you much, much faster than you're expecting. And also in your full aero position, you're not going to have exactly the same ability to see down the road if you're riding in a full aero tuck. So all of these things, it's going to be in your best interest to practice along the way. Okay, so we want to do it ideally on a flat piece of road, ideally on a road that's got a roundabout or at least a safe turnaround point halfway. We want to go out and back ideally, so any effect of a headwind or tailwind are going to cancel each other out along the way or go a long way to doing that. And ideally, we want it to be on a really safe, quiet piece of road, so that you feel really safe. And out of all of these things, the safety is the key part of this. I want to make sure that athletes feel really safe and they're not putting themselves in a situation where they feel unsafe. Even some of our athletes we coach go down and do their outdoor FTP tests on dedicated cycle tracks. So Herne Hill or places like this have got bike-only bike roads you can go around with no traffic on whatsoever. So that can be really, really useful. One tip that I'll give for you for doing the outdoor FTP test, in fact, for all riders, all the time, wherever you are in the world, if you invest in a Garmin Varia, which is the rearward facing light with a built-in radar in it, that's got two functions. Firstly, the light in the Varia will flash, and it will flash faster and brighter if a car approaches from behind you. So that's good from the point of view of being seen. The radar within the unit itself will give you a warning and send a warning to you on your Garmin head unit to tell you that there's traffic coming up behind you. It's got a really clever system where a car that's approaching turns the screen orange. If it's approaching really quickly, it turns the screen red. So you can, at the very least, get an idea of traffic coming up behind you as you're riding along. I find that super useful in the aero position with an aero helmet on, when your senses of, you know, you haven't got as much awareness of what's going on around you as you would ideally like, certainly as you would on a road bike. But I use mine all the time now. I'm not sponsored by them. I don't have an affiliate with them, but I think it's a fantastic piece of kit. And everyone I know who's tried one of these absolutely raves about it. Okay, so we get you to do your outdoor FTP test. Ideally, we'll have you do this as soon as it becomes appropriate to do so in the calendar year. So with all our athletes, I've been saying to them around March time, as soon as you get the chance, get outdoors, do an outdoor FTP test, then you know your outdoor numbers and you can train accurately to them. If you haven't got around to doing one yet, now's as good a time as any. Find the time to schedule to go and do one. At the very least, we have our athletes try and do a check-in test 4 weeks before their first A race of the season. So that way, we can be sure that an athlete is working to really, really accurate and updated numbers about 4 weeks out before their A race. And then that way, not much is going to change, if anything, in your FTP. Certainly, if you're racing 70.3 or Ironman distance, you know, not very much is going to change in your FTP at that point before race day. But it's really good to have the accurate number there that you can work to. So when you work out what percentage of power you're going to be riding to for race day, you can be sure it's really accurate, and it's accurate for you outdoors on the bike you're going to race on race day in the position you're going to race in race day. And that's it, really. It's a very simple test that you can do. It's 20 minutes of riding, and at the end of it, you'll take 95% of the power number, of the normalized power number, and that's going to represent your outdoor FTP. But there's loads of articles you can read online about how to work out your actual FTP from this. I think the most important thing for people listening is to raise that in your consciousness, to talk about how important it is to go and do this on the way to a race day. And secondly, to commit to doing it and make sure that you know you're going to commit to go and doing this, because oftentimes, people who haven't done the outdoor FTP test are the ones who get quite frustrated and, you know, the power numbers are not really lining up with how they feel that they should do. Now, one last thing before I wrap this up. It can be tempting to do the outdoor FTP test going uphill. Don't do that. The vast majority of people just have the ability to put more power out riding uphill than riding on the flat. It's going to artificially skew your number higher. It's why most people put out their best power numbers on a really hilly ride, just because of the change of position. The different muscles that you recruit allow you to put a little bit more power out. But in some cases, it can be up to 10% more. Again, that's great for bragging rights, but it's not great for setting your FTP in a way that's meaningful for accurate numbers so you can race well with it. Okay, great stuff. Listen, I hope this has helped you out. If you've got any more questions, please fire them through to help@oxygenaddict.com, or there's a link underneath the show notes. You can get in contact with us down there. Okay, then. That brings us to the end of this week's episode. So here are some discount codes and deals for you. Over at precisionfuelandhydration.com, use the code OXYGEN24 for 15% off your first electrolyte order. And over at teamoxygenaddict.com, I think we've got the most comprehensive triathlon coaching program for busy age groupers. If you've enjoyed what you've heard today and the advice has helped you out, well, great stuff. I hope that's helped put some of your fears at rest. And I know from some of the calls we've had, it's helping raise the right questions in the minds of people as to whether their current coaching relationship is working for them. If you're looking for change, or if you're looking for high quality, proven coaching for Ironman or 70.3 triathlon this year, you can just check out the details of our coaching packages on our website at teamoxygenetic.com. And then if you're interested, there's a link in the show notes below. You can join our waiting list and you'll be notified if a slot becomes available. And at that point, you'll have a chance to book a call with us and see if you'd be a good fit for joining the team. So although we don't have slots available at the moment, we'll make those call appointments available to people as and when we do have athletes who end their coaching packages during the season, if and when that happens. So remember, there's links in the show notes, so you don't have to remember them. Till next week, have a great, safe training and racing week. I'm Coach Rob Wilby, and you've been listening to the Oxygen Addict podcast. See ya.